Yes, sir. Yeah.
So live in the background.
Yes, sir.
It's Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM. Streaming live at WFDU.FM. JP's in the house.
Yes, sir.
Any word from Don Corey?
No, sir.
Let me check my email, see what's going on here.
Yeah, me too. Nothing.
Okay, nothing. All right, see Winnie Stewart. She gives a shout out to you, man.
What's up, Winnie? How you doing? Are you curled up with that nice vanilla bean Haagen-Dazs? I know when I left the house, I looked on the other side of the bed. I saw a little container.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Was it mine? It's like, where'd that come from? And I dare not ask.
Right. Right. I understand. I do understand. All right, y'all. This is Gospel Jazz Nation. We'll be here till about 6 o'clock in the a.m. giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and a little bit of everything else in between. Shout out once again to George Bates tuning in, enjoying the program. Thank
What's
you,
up,
George.
George.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. Thanks for supporting. And Bernard Bell tuning in as well. Thank you so much. Also, boy.
What's up, boy? Playing them six strings.
Yes, Lene Battles in the house. What's up, Lene? Always good to hear from you. She enjoyed the program last week. We just cutting up something fierce, man. Cutting up something fierce. You missed a good show last week, JP.
Yeah, I heard.
It was a lot of fun, I have to tell you. You know, I want to try to see if I can sneak this in, see if I can multitask this here. Reggie Young posted a video. Do you make him a friend yet?
Yeah, but Reggie, you got to talk back to folks, man. What's going on? He sent me some crazy message. Hey man, I'm coming. Yeah, we still waiting.
Oh, man.
Love your project, though, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to try and sneak in this giant steps for y'all.
Oh, my God.
Didn't realize that was done live, man.
Yeah, it was done live.
Done live. Featuring Kyle Scott and...
Yeah, Kyle Scott on drums is my boy.
Yeah, Kyle. I had both of them play for me when I opened for Vicky Winans a couple of years ago.
And
Garnett Walters on piano.
Beast.
What?
Beast.
Say that again.
Beast.
Okay.
All you John Peters fans, we want to listen to this cat. Trust me.
All right, let me see if I get this on for y'all. Y'all gonna like this right here, man. Unbelievable. This is all live.
If I didn't see it, I would not have
believed it, right?
Live, y'all.
Reggie Young.
Oh my God. What? That was just sick. Just sick. Makes no type of sense.
I know. Kevin just hit me up. He said, that is sick, man.
You gotta see it. Gotta see it. Garnett is real nice, humble dude, real really? Quiet.
Yeah.
You would not even know if he played or not.
Exactly.
Just real humble dude.
Wow. Y'all are going to Reggie Young. Actually, gospelfabulous.com. Mm-hmm. That's his website, gospelfabulous.com. He's also on MySpace, and he's also on Facebook. Known Reggie for a long time, and he's on my latest project as well. He's playing bass on the We Fall Down track, and I'm going to be working with him in the next couple of weeks or so. We're recording a CD for Hornrat Washington. That's what I've been busy doing for the past couple of months, JP.
Okay.
And we're getting him on one of the selections that Hornrat wants him to be a part of.
Cool.
And unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable. 2:07 in the morning. It's Gospel Jazzations right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. Gonna put some music on for you, JP. Do you have some Mars project?
No, everything's supposed to give it to me.
Oh, okay.
He saw me at Walmart. He's like, yo, man, my project's out. All right. I don't have no problem purchasing it. Give it to me.
Yeah, some good songs in here, man.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Try track 3. Don't Worry right here. This is Samar Newsom right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. 201-692-2012 is the number. John Smith, you got your ears on, boy.
Guitar?
Yeah.
Yo, John, what's up, man? Your son was at my church playing. I said, I know this little kid. I said, your father named John? Yeah. Your mother play keyboards too? Yeah.
That is funny, man. That is funny.
Real nice sunny guy. Plays bass.
Yeah.
Name is Sim.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back with you, y'all. It's Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com. Shout out to Bishop Eric McDaniel, who's on as well.
What's up, Bishop?
Brother Everett Harp, saxophonist extraordinaire. He's also tuning in. Danny Eason from Brooklyn. Right, JP. That's right, man.
You back in Brooklyn or are you still in Canada?
They're all on, man. They're all tuning in to Gospel Jazzations, man. Thank y'all so much for supporting. Appreciate it. Here is Samar Newsom right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Don't you worry about a thing. You think you're real.
back there, right, JP?
Yeah. Wow, what's up, man?
Yeah, the boy's got some skills.
Yes, he do.
All right, 2:13 in the morning. This goes out to Sister Winifred Stewart, Bruce Allen, I Need an Angel, right here on the Gospel Jazz Nations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Oh, Mike Phillips is on, too. What's going on, Mike Philly?
Big Mike.
All right, man. Angel, Bruce Allen, going out to Sister Winifred Stewart. Shout out to Sister Lene Battle. Thank you, Lene, for hitting me up on Facebook, girl. I'm glad you had a good time last week listening to the show. And she paid for it later on in the day. She had to get her sleep on. But thanks so much for tuning in this morning. This next song I want to send out to, let's see. You know what? I don't know if she's up at this time in the morning. She usually tunes in about 4:30. But Sister Kelly, if you're up, this is the Metropolitan Gospel Big Band. Yes, your favorite band, featuring our one and only Duke Guillaume. A song entitled Joshua Fit the Battle, right here on Gospel Jazzation at WFDU 89.1 FM.
And dark it may sleep. Keep your head high. Don't give up on your dreams. Open up your heart, don't let doubt get in the way. When the world tries to steal your joy, just say, my miracle is on the way.
For me. for you and for me. Though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home. Time to come on home. You taught me what I needed to know, and now you gotta go. You can't stay here no more, 'cause you got to go home. Just think you can see your daddy. Just think you can kiss your mama. Just think you can run around heaven all day, and running and running and running away. I love you, daddy. I love you, daddy. But you can go on home now. I'm gonna be alright. I'm a full grown man, and you did your job for me. Taught me how to be. Taught me how to fight the good fight. Taught me how to lead. It taught me everything I know. But now, sweet daddy, you can just go on, go on home. You can go on home, yeah. You can go on, you can go home. You can go home, you can go, you can go home. You can go home, you can go. You can go home, you can go home, you can go, you can go home, you can go home. Yeah, you can go home. Softly and tenderly, you can go home. Tell grandmama, I said, hey, I'll see y'all someday, yeah. But right now you can leave in peace. And know that I'm alright, we're alright, we released you. Come on, go, go on, go on, go on, go on. I'ma celebrate your life. love you softly and tenderly. I love you through these tears. I love you for all these years.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations, 201-692-2012. We're going to pick you up. Appreciate that. 201-692-2012. Lynae Battle, she made it in. She's tuning in at WFDU.FM. Thank you, Lynae. You know how those computer gremlins are. That was music coming to you from Kevin Whalum from the CD One Life to Live, the song entitled Softly and Tenderly. Before that, heard music coming to you from Barbara King. Miracles right here on Gospel Jazzations. WFDU 89.1 FM, 201-692-2012. And yes, we are streaming live at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Desiree Coleman Jackson tuning in as well.
What's up, Des?
Michelle Young, thank you for tuning in. Brother Timothy Anderson, Tony Martin in the house, Vernal Sims. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. Who that is on the line, Ken?
West Coast.
Oh, that's that boy, Kevin Ball.
Look, that boy.
Let me put that boy on.
That boy right there.
Also wanted to shout out Brother Goodley, who called in.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Goodley. Appreciate you. And also want to shout out Sister Marsha Moody. She called in as well. All right. That's Brother Moody's sister.
That's right.
And we also want to keep Sister Crystal Sullivan lifted up in prayer. She's out there in the Dover, Delaware area, and she's a big supporter of my music ministry. Wherever I'm over in the Dover area, she always comes out, help me out with my CDs, she's taking pictures. But she's going in for surgery tomorrow. She's been in and out of the hospital for like the past 6-7 months, man. So I want to keep her in prayer as well, and her mom, Barbara Sullivan, as well. So keep Sister Crystal Sullivan. Put her on the prayer list, Brother Todd. That's Crystal Sullivan, all right? Appreciate that, man. 2:38 in the morning here on the East Coast. Shout out once again to Lynae Battle. Thank you, Lynae. But we have our West Coast correspondent on the line, and he's also on Facebook, too. I told you that boy can sing, y'all. This is Kevin Moore. KevinMooreMusic.org. What's going on, Kev?
Get your hands up, my brother. What's going on? Pay your tithes and offering. Don't forget to pay your tithes and offering. Kev, that's Kev. The tithes and offering music right there. That's
Kev, Kev, you see me?
No, man, I can't. For some, the video's not coming up.
Oh, man.
I've logged off and logged back on.
Oh, okay. All right. We had our hands up. With our tithe envelopes.
With the tithe envelopes. You got the blue or the yellow envelope?
No, we got the blue. The blue.
Okay, blue, okay.
Blue every week.
That's the pastoral envelope.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Kevin Moore?
What's going on, Big Tone?
What's going on, man? I see you. You working that Facebook site, man. You doing your thing, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm so good. People calling me, asking me, what's this? How do you do this? I said, man, let me call the president. He'll tell me. One of my friends tonight I had connected with, her and her husband were, I guess they were watching the videos you uploaded.
Yes.
And I started chatting with them, and she was like, oh, I didn't know that the Facebook notifies you when people are watching your videos. That's really nice, right? And I was like, no, that's just coincidence. And she's like, well, how are you chatting with me? What do you do? And so I had to explain to her about, you know, go to the friends right. box and then pull up the people, and you can start answering. She said, is this automatic chat, or she still can't get it. It took her about 10 minutes to really understand what was going on.
Right.
So she's like, well, let me get off here before people can start seeing me.
Oh, like, Lord.
She's a little bit older lady, but shout out to Mary Baines and her husband there. Say, these sisters, Lynette Battles, what's going on, girl?
Yeah.
I also invited, I don't see her online, but we were chatting earlier, a young lady out of, I think she's out of South Carolina, Betsy Moore.
What's the name?
Betsy Moore.
Betsy Moore.
Yeah. Okay. She was, I guess she came across the video from someone else's site and thought we were related some kind of way. But I just said, you know, that's just a blessed name. So. I don't know if we related. I don't know if I have any people in South Carolina. I think most of my people are in Louisiana.
You know, you Moores are all over, man.
That's a
blessing. Yes, sir.
Well, then where Knucklehead at? What's his excuse tonight?
Oh, boy.
Come out that corner. You can't die.
I'm not going there. I don't want to say anything, Kev.
Well, I know he got pulled over last week for what they got
him
this week.
Wow. Oh, man.
is that what happened?
I don't know, man. I haven't heard from him. I spoke to him on Monday morning. I woke him up out of a deep slumber.
Mm-mm.
About 11 o'clock. I said, you sleep, man? Yeah, I guess I need to get up.
What time did you call him?
It's about 11.
Wow.
11 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, amazing.
Her boy was out cold. But anyway, Kev, I don't know.
You're supposed to be teaching? Well,
I was teaching at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. He was off on Monday. But I'll have to check with him tomorrow and find out what happened. I'll don Corey Washman.
Come on, Tony. You know. Tell the truth.
Kev, if I did, I would have sent you a message by now, man.
This is gospel jazz nation.
I would have
a little bit of everything else in between.
I guess this is in between, right?
Yes. See, we won't know what to pray for if you don't tell us.
Well, if I knew, I would have told you by now. Trust me. But this one, I don't know about. I have my ideas, but you know. I don't want to say anything until I find out for sure. Now, Winnie, if you know, send me an email.
Call us.
Send me an email. Let us know.
Okay.
Well, she would know before I would anyway.
Time to call the rescue team to find them. They know how to get people. What's going on, Ty and Nicole over there in Westchester? Phyllis Yancey.
Yeah, Phyllis sent us a text message, man. She won't be able to tune in tonight because she has the flu.
Wow.
How do you get the flu in Phoenix? I thought about that when I was texting her back. Like, you got the flu in Phoenix?
Good Lord.
What is she drinking, man?
I don't know.
But that is true, Kev. How do you get the flu in Phoenix, man?
Brother, I don't know, man. I'm like
98 degrees in the shade over there.
In the shade.
Maybe Lene may have an answer because she's out down in hot San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Did she get the flu in San Diego?
Hey, Lene, you get the flu in San Diego? What's that all about? Maybe she's eating too much ice cream or something like that.
Too much goat cheese or something.
Smoked. Too much goat cheeses.
Oh, Lord.
Man, I don't know how you get
Cynthia is out and about, or was, I haven't heard from her.
Actually, she just sent me a text message to send a prayer report out for Crystal Sullivan, so she might be tuning in online at WFDU.FM. But I saw her on Saturday. I was at the New York Women's Missionary Society luncheon, and she was there running around, you know, trying to work behind the scenes. Had on her, looked like a flip-flops, sneakers. <you know? laughs> She had her skates on, man. They had her doing everything.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
But I haven't spoken to her in a minute, though.
She's staying busy. That's a good thing.
Yes, she is, man. Yes, she is.
Yes, sir. So what's going on with you, JP? What you been up to?
Just putting the finishing touches on the CD to prayerfully come out by March.
Okay, cool. We're definitely waiting for that expectation, yeah. Brother.
Yes, sir. You know, yes, sir.
We've been anticipating.
It's going to be something good once you get it in your hands.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kev, tell us what's going on this weekend, man.
Well, this weekend is one of those weekends that I look forward to. I guess it's been like every other year for about the last 6 years. They brought Kirk Whalum to Allen Temple, where I recorded my last project. And so, again, he's coming back. Him and John Stoddard on keys.
Wow.
So definitely anticipating that. And part of the committee is, you know, most of the time I guess they figure, you know, sax players want to hang out. So I know we get to do the meet and greet, go out to, you know, dinner, and just hang with him for the evening. So definitely looking forward to Friday night at Allen Temple, Oakland, California. Kirk Whalum.
Yes.
I think they said they were down to, I think it seats about 1,200, maybe 1,100. I think they were down to like 50 or 60 tickets, which I'm sure they'll go by Friday, if not at the door.
Oh, man.
So definitely looking for a good show, and I'm definitely going to grab my DVD before I tell anybody else about it. I just let them buy the CD because I know what I want.
Right.
I might buy two and sell one behind the scenes. Nah, I'm just kidding, Kirk. Like that mug up.
Yes, sir.
But definitely, if you haven't got your Kirk Whalum Gospel According to Jazz 3, you definitely need to want to pick that up. That is, I believe, a really nice project.
Yes, it is.
I'd put that in my top five rotation.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Anything Tony Smith does needs to be in the rotation.
That's right.
That's right. Yes, sir. Definitely. We know JP just go. I guess we're going to all have to go back to the closet and start over after his come out.
Who, oh, after mine's come out?
Yeah, after yours come out, it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah. We'll all have to go back to the drawing board, Kev.
It's going to be a wrap. Yeah. As humble as that brother is, but we just heard just a snippet, you know.
Right.
Like they said, this is just somebody said this is just a little bit of what heaven's going to be like, so.
Wow.
You know,
just a little bit.
I'm just trying, man. I'm just trying.
Yeah, I'm just trying. We'll try on, brother. Keep on trying. If you just try, what are we doing?
Nah, y'all doing it. Y'all doing it.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Yes, appreciate sir.
It. Appreciate it.
And we just keep praying for Don Corey.
Yes.
One of these mornings, it won't be long.
True that.
I'm not going to touch that.
It's the Lisa in Baton Rouge. Shout out to her.
Yes, wow. Yes. Did she contact you yet, Kev?
I got an email, I think, on MySpace. I didn't respond back, but okay. Just in case you're listening in.
Okay.
Much love to you.
Hold on. Why you didn't respond back?
I think I was in the middle of doing something. And I was like, I'll get back to that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, Nicole, I need to hear from you. What's going on with you? I've heard from Todd. I haven't heard from Nicole.
I know. Nicole may be in that kitchen cooking up something.
Okay.
Bringing up some warm chicken. What was that cake she brought up here?
I don't remember, man. I don't know what kind of cake that was.
Cake was warm, but once you ate it, it was like, girl, what you trying to do?
Yeah, She can cook, man.
She can cook. Little munchkin.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, shout out definitely to the people, man. I'm going to let y'all get on to the show. I can't hang like I did last week, man. The next morning, I was feeling it, man. So, like,
paid for you and Lene battle, too, man. She was hurting.
I told her tonight, I ain't staying up like last week. She can stay up if she wants. God bless you.
She on her own, right?
Yeah. But Lene, you need to call her. You need to formally introduce yourself to the Full Jazz Station crew and family. You know, they need to hear your voice.
She says,
please call, at least call in and sing a note. You know, a verse and a chorus. You know how they used to do it at the conventions. You sing a verse and a chorus and just sit down somewhere.
Yeah, just sat down somewhere.
Just sat down.
Go on, sat down somewhere.
Go ahead, sat down.
Yeah, just a verse and a chorus. You got skills. Yes, sir.
You know we love you, Lene. She said, stop clowning me, y'all.
No, we ain't clowning. This is how we... Everybody's fair game.
Everybody's fair game. That's right. Everybody.
Yeah, sure. Everybody.
Everybody's fair game.
The bishops and everybody. We don't care.
Wow.
That's for real. That is true. That is true.
Because Tony Smith is the president. So
yes, he is.
No. He is the chief, so he can shut anybody down. You know?
No, sir. All right, Kev, my man. Always a pleasure hearing from your buddy, and I want to hear about it. You know, send me a text message or something like that.
You're going to send a video.
You're going to send a video? Yeah. You go video.
I got my digital camera, so I'm going to definitely have it in hand this time.
Okay, good.
I'll have something. Hopefully, I can have something uploaded or...
An exclusive.
You know, and make sure the batteries are fresh.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take some extra batteries. Yes, sir. You know, some of them. What kind of batteries do they take? 8 volts.
8 volts. How do you measure that? You can't even measure that with a multimeter. 8 volts. Oh, Lord.
What's that big brick battery that we used to take with like a camping lantern or something like that? What do you call it?
Volt.
That's a 12-volt battery?
12-volt.
That thing is like a, what? Like a brick, man. They still use those things?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In this day and age?
Yeah, in certain receptacles, you have to use them.
That thing is like...
We teach that for a nurse call for backup batteries when the electricity go out. That battery kicks in.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm straight, man. I'll be all right.
All right.
We definitely go try to hold it down for the fellas. They were asking me tonight if I wanted to play prior to. I said I did that last time. I was too nervous. So this time I'm not. I ain't gonna embarrass myself, man. I'm just no good. I don't care how well you think you can play. It's like when Kirk hit the stage. It's a wrap.
You might as well just put your horn away. Take your reed off the mouthpiece.
You can have a 12-piece band.
Wow.
They're better to come here.
Just go sit down somewhere.
I remember the last time he did something. It was really, he did a first half, and he took a break, and then he came back after John Stoddard got through with his 10-15-minute set. Mm-hmm. And so Kirk comes out the dressing room with these boots on. Like fishing boots. He said, well, I saw these in the dressing room when I was back there, so I decided to put them on. And then he broke out and waded in the water. Man, that was the most funkiest thing.
Wow.
It killed him, man. It was just him and keyboard, but he was killing. And he was walking up and down the aisle in the rubber fishing boots. And then when he got finished, he just took them off and played in his socks.
Wow. Like,
this boy
slayed them, right?
You can't beat that, Kev.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was, I mean, it was just like a nice setup. We was like, what are you coming out in these rubber boots for? He said, yeah, I saw these in the back.
Galoshes.
I think they were, yeah.
Oh, no, those were the baptismal boots.
Oh, they might have, yeah. Well, yeah. They look like fishing boots, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're really fishing boots.
Well, no, because this, where they have it at, it's separate from the church. It's the Family Life Center. So I don't know what they were doing in there. The church building is way... where the baptismal part is on a different part of the church.
Okay.
So this building has a performance stage and, you know, gymnasium type setting.
Right.
And then they have dressing rooms in the back. Yeah. But he did his thing. So just wait to see. I'm just trying to see how he's going to pull off some of these songs.
Yeah. He's going to pull them off.
Yes, sir. Well, it's just one of those that I'm anticipating. So, okay. Be the will, you know, God's will. We'll definitely
yes, sir.
Let y'all know what's going on by next week.
All right. Looking forward to hearing about it, Kev.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you guys have a blessed one, and you know, I told you what the new white meat is to stock way up on chicken and gizzards and possum feet.
Possum feet.
I don't care what the stock market doing. You better go out and invest in that right now. Way up there.
Is that
and I'm out.
Is that a prophetic word?
And I'm out.
Did he say possum feet?
He said possum feet. I ain't never heard that.
That's your friend, Lene. That's your friend. Oh, my goodness. 2:54 in the morning.
Possum feet.
Possum feet.
Mm-mm, no, thank you. I birch.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I ain't touching that white meat.
No. 2:55 in the a.m. It's Gospel Jazz Nation's. Our number is 201-692-2012. And yes, we're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Speaking of Kirk Whalum, let's get the song on from the Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3, featuring Layla Hathaway. The song entitled He's Been Just That Good, also featuring John Stoddard on vocals and keyboards as well. This is Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Tony Smith here with you. JP's in the house.
Yes, sir.
Going to go ahead and send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com. Going to be working on some other things behind the scenes. And we'll be right back with you at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, all right? 201-692-2012. And streaming live at WFDU.FM. This is Gospel Jazz Nations.
That good. to myself.
Oh, he's been good to me.
Yes, has he been good to you?
Oh, so good to me. Oh, when I think about his mercy.
Has he been good to you? Yeah.
When I think about
better than I would to myself.
Yeah. I want to say,
has he been good to you,
Lord? Anybody want to say, thank you, Lord?
He's been just that.
That good.